Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Fraga. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Art John. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Gonzalez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Wilbur Cooper. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting second, the second baseman, Milt Stock. Batting third, the left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jack Fournier. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dick Cox. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Cotton Tierney. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank DeBerry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jesse Petty. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Jesse Petty. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. John reaches third base with a triple. Fraga goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fraga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cox, who is chasing the ball. Pittenger reaches third base with a triple. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tierney fields it and throws to home to get Pittenger. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fournier for the out. One out. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tierney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Fragaugh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fragaugh. The throw from DeBerry and he is safe. Fragaugh steals second. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fragaugh scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes John trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Pettee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cox. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 1 in the game. Stock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of John. Wheat reaches second base with a double. There goes Stock trying to get to third. John throws the ball into Pittenger, who relays the ball to Fraga, who tags Stock for the out. Two outs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernier hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Fernier reaches second base with a double. Wheat scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote bunts towards third. Tierney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fraga strikes out. Two outs. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from DeBerry and he is safe. Heathcote steals second. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. John hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0 for 1 in the game. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 0 for 1 in the game. DeBerry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jesse Pettee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettee is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pettee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. One out. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Pittenger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fernier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from DeBerry and he is out, Stock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wheat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stock moves to second. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fernier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tierney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-2 in the game. Tierney hits a fly ball into left field. John settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeBerry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Petty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petty is 0-for-2 in the game. Petty hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heathcote hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fragaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. John hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fragaw moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. John moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball towards right. Cox catches it and throws to home to double up Fragaw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jimmy Johnston pinch hits for Johnny Mitchell. Jimmy Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stock bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Johnston moves to second. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wheat for the out. Johnston moves to third. Two outs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fernier takes first base on ball 4. Dick Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hod Ford now playing shortstop. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tierney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cox. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford misplays the ball. That's an error on Ford. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tierney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Adams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Tiny Osborne now pitching. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fragaw takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to second. Art John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. John hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cox. John reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Heathcote scores. Fragaw moves to third. It's 6-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cox. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Fragaw scores. John moves to third. It's 7-1, Cubs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-4 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John scores. Grimm scores. It's 9-1, Cubs. Bill Hubbell now pitching. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell has Brooks trapped. He fires to second, with Ford covering, who tags Brooks for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Pittenger is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0 for 3 in the game. Tierney hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank DeBerry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeBerry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. DeBerry takes first base on ball 4. Zach Taylor pinch hits for Bill Hubbell. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeBerry moves to third. Charlie Hargreaves pinch hits for Hod Ford. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger misplays the ball. That's an error on Pittenger. DeBerry scores. Taylor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Cubs. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stock hits a fly ball into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.